Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Hey.
101.5 UMFM.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hello.
Out there?
Good. Hey, Hunter, I got a pop quiz.
Oh, no.
What song was that?
I don't know.
Did not sound familiar?
Baby, you can drive my car.
Yeah. You're a Beatles fan. You gotta show people.
Yeah, I know.
So tonight, obviously, if the listeners and Hunter haven't caught on, it's old cover tunes on Punks and Parkas.
Yeah, you told me that.
Full coverage.
I was already caught on.
Hunter, can't you just pretend?
What? I'm just being honest here.
Anybody want a teenager?
Please.
No.
Cheap. We'll pay you.
No. Yeah, we'll pay you.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm Penny Lane. We got
Captain Dan.
We got Hunter. And we got Covers. Covers,
yes.
covers.
Full coverage.
Covers.
Under the
covers.
I was going to call the show Under the Covers with Captain and Penny, but I'm like...
We got Hunter.
Yeah.
So I can't really show up. Just like, hi. It's just weird. So we opened up the show with a really bizarre cover by a group called Fever Tree. So it was funny because you're listening. You're like, I'm hearing two songs. It's like, yeah, you're hearing Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out. Meshed together in some really bizarre, funky way that kind of works.
Yeah. It did work.
It did work.
A little weird, but it kind of
worked. After that was a reggae cover by Ernest Ranglin of Everybody's Talking, which is Henry Nielsen. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking at me. Is that?
Nielsen guy.
Which, funny Nielsen connection that happened this weekend, but anyway. And we finished it up with Soul Live and, what was the song, Hunter?
Maybe You Can Drive My Car.
Just Drive My Car.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
How's everybody?
It's Harry Nielsen.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought so. I'm like, I'm pretty sure, because didn't we have a discussion? I didn't realize. So I, if you follow us on Instagram, I was playing the Popeye soundtrack this past weekend.
Yeah.
Which you so lovingly found for me.
I found it at a thrift store, which is amazing.
Were you shocked at how excited and happy I was?
Yeah. Well, I knew you were going to be excited when I found it, when I got
I
it for
super
you.
Super so. Excited. I have such weird, bizarre memories of that movie and the songs and... As I was putting it on the turntable, I flipped the back over and I was reading and it was like, Nielsen production. I'm like, what the hell? So I looked it up. I'm like, shit, all these songs are written by Harry Nielsen. Now it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you haven't checked out the Popeye soundtrack to the movie with Robin Williams.
Shelley Duvall.
Hello.
I'm Shelley Duvall.
Go check it out. So yeah, how's everybody? What's going on, Hunter? What's been going on? You're on summer vacation.
Yeah, summer vacation is cool. I just sit and do nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Occasionally do chores, but mainly just sit and do nothing.
See, mom's strict, eh? I give you a chore list.
It's fine.
You should go out and go for a walk.
You should.
Well, I'm waiting for my bike to come.
Yeah, go somebody.
So I can go. But walking is boring.
Oh, pardon all us pedestrians.
Yeah.
How's your summer, Daniel?
Yeah.
There's no difference.
It's no difference. Like, I'm working, so.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you have school.
And school.
Yeah.
So.
You're one of the nerds in summer school.
Nerd.
Yes, nerd alert. Oh, poor Daniel.
You guys can walk back home,
I know,
okay?
He drove. We better be nice, Hunter.
Yeah, we gotta be nice. We love you. You're super cool.
We do love you. So should we just get into the music before we make any more blunders here and end up walking? So. Next up, have you heard of Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, Daniel?
I've heard of Postmodern Jukebox by...
Yeah. So, Hunter I know hasn't. Basically, what they do is they take modern tunes. I think Scott Bradley is kind of the mastermind, and he just pulls in artists to do, like, soul, jazzy covers of modern tunes.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, I'm familiar with them, but wasn't super familiar. Like you, I knew the name. Yeah. I kind of got the concept. I won tickets to go see them at the Jazz Fest at the BERT. Best show, like up there with one of the best shows I've seen. They are so, it was like a 60s review show where they keep bringing out artists. They had a tap dancer. It was like, so this, I love, it's so funny because you've really made me fall in love with Talking Heads.
Yeah.
I knew who they were, but I wasn't much of a fan until after we started dating. And this song, like, it gets me in the feels.
I know. It's,
and this version is so good. So this is Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
This must be the place.
This must be the place on Punks and Parkas.
Home is where I want to be. Pick me up and turn me around.
heart. I guess I must be having fun. The less we say about it, the better. Make it up as we go along. Feet on the ground, head in the sky. It's okay, I know nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Guess that this must be the place. Oh, and I can't tell one from another. That I find you or you find me. There was a time before we were born, and someone asked, this is where.
You're my wonder. It was gonna be the day, but I never throw it back at you. But now you should be somehow realized that you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead to you were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. The many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that said me. The one that saved me. You're gonna be the one that saved me.
Extra charge, take one.
Quando as coisas do coração não conseguem compreender e a mente não faz questão, tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá a sua língua. Então vem, eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Muitas coisas do coração consegue compreender, porque a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças pra obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte. Então vem cá, me dá a sua língua. Então vem, senão vou querer quem sou. Meu poder vem do sol, minha medida. Então vem, vamos viver a vida. Meu bem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Oh, oh, oh. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Eu quero
law me, couldn't know me back. don't wanna hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I got it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. Yeah. And that ain't what you wanna hear, but that's why.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
You guys are hilarious. We were doing like interpretive commercial dances.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank God there's no cameras in here.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
There might be one hidden in that fire alarm or something.
Oh boy. Welcome to Punks and Parkas. 101.5.
Welcome.
UMFM. That's right.
Yeah.
We got Hunter, who's wearing his UMFM shirt.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Pledgerama a couple of years ago. Yeah. No, good representing, dude.
Yeah, I represent.
So today's episode is
all about the covers.
All about the covers, man.
Covers, all the covers. I think just all of them.
All of them. I think it's you can tell what a really well-written good song is if it can be covered well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not necessarily like a black and white, like carbon copy cover, but like a reimagining, right? Like, and a lot of these songs on today's show, yeah, they're great songs. Yeah. Like Day Tripper, We Can Work It Out was the first one. This Must Be the Place. And that's a reimagining because it's very jazzy. In this set, we played Wonderwall by Burke and the Virtual Band. Yeah. So Wonderwall is a very simply constructed song, but it's a good air. Then we played Life on Mars by Sue George. This is another one. Bowie.
Yeah.
Nobody constructs a song like Bowie. I may be biased, but that's okay.
It's Bowie.
It is Bowie.
Come on.
One that made me think about that, like that a cover song can, or a really well-crafted musical piece of music.
Oh, my musical God. Musical piece of music.
Thank you. Let me
you
introduce
speak
myself.
Under English.
To myself.
Right? Anyway, what I was saying is it's not just older tunes. Like, I know Jack White definitely polarizes a lot of people, but the dude has talent.
Yeah.
He writes a great song.
He does.
Seven Nation Army is a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Even Hunter agrees.
Meg White, one of the most underrated drummers of all time.
I know. Her and Ringo, man.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're simple doesn't mean you're crappy.
No.
Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do is just keep a simple, steady beat.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, she's great. So that was Ben Longsoul with Seven Nation Army. And finish that off
with an amazing version of Iron Man by
the Cardigans.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I guess I'd heard that song a while ago and I liked it on Spotify. And when it came up again, I'm like, what the frick is this?
What
I'm
the like, heck?
Oh, I apparently liked this at one point. I do like it. I do. But it's so
interesting.
Right? That's a good word. It's different. You're so used to like
so
Iron Man.
So used to Ozzy's version of it.
Or any cover you've heard has been like heavy and metal, and then there's just this like flowy poppy, like what the hell.
Well, it's like if you take Cake's version of War Pigs.
Yes,
it's totally different than
I forgot
Sabbath's
about
version
that
of War Pigs. It's just
it's crazy, but I love it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I was talking with a friend of mine at work when I was curating. This is all me. I did this playlist.
Yeah, this is all you.
This is all me. Yeah.
Daniel didn't do 99.99% of the playlist this time.
I was ready to,
I was done.
Yep.
But I was talking to a friend of mine how when I was curating it at work, how the go-to nowadays with covers is to take a song and slow it down.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean, there's nothing bad about that, but I can't remember what song it was in the new Batman movie. You know the one at the very beginning?
Yeah.
They took it and just slowed it down. Worked, but I'm like, there's not a lot of creativity in that. Sorry, I'm going to get railed here. But that just seems to be the norm now, is to take that old song and slow it down. So I like it when people can reimagine it in a different way, which we'll have coming up next. But before we talk about that, let's talk about other things. What's going on today?
Not much.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, but I know what's happening right now as we're speaking right now.
We discussed this before.
Yeah, I'm prepared. I know.
Okay. We discussed something? Oh, okay.
Well, you weren't listening, so.
Do you like soul?
I like soul. Do you like soul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like it on 45s being spun?
Oh, wow. I really do like
45s. That's like totally tubular.
How may I be able to find a place to listen to soul music on 45s, Daniel?
If you head down to
The Goodwill
on Portage Avenue.
I'm part of
you can listen to Maud Marty spitting 45s of soul.
It's funny.
Wow.
Because you're doing this thing with your fingers. I'm like, what, does he spin them like plates?
Oh,
you never know.
That is so fun.
He spins four at a time.
Can't wait.
4 to 5, just the 1 hour. No, no. We're dead serious, though. Yeah. If you love soul music, the Red River City Soul Club. Finally getting it. I just tongue twist over those words, but it's going on tonight at the Goodwill.
Yeah.
I believe admission is free.
Yeah, free cover.
Mm. Free cover. So go on in. Say hi to Marty. He is like the nicest guy you'll ever meet. He's so nice.
And I mean, we all like free stuff.
Who doesn't?
Especially
in
soul.
Yeah. Free soul.
Free soul.
Just think of it as
free soul, and you get to meet a cool guy.
See, Hunter's 13, guys, and he gets it.
Yep.
Marketing.
So we are urging you to go down to the Goodwill. Say hi to Marty. Tell him you heard about it on UMFM.
Yep.
Ah,
Penny Lane told you to go.
Yes.
She threatened to come home and beat you up if you don't go.
Maybe I'm threatening you too.
Yeah, yeah. It's important. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't mess with
me.
Yeah,
he beat up a child yesterday or something like that.
He beat up 8 children at a park.
Yeah, and they kidnapped them and their mothers.
Daniel had an incident at the Fringe Festival where he sprung into action.
Someone tried to steal alcohol.
Yeah. Ooh. So don't mess with my guy.
No.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying. It wasn't a child. We rescind that.
And he definitely did not kidnap anyone.
No.
No, it's just the joke. You know how it starts as like, oh, I tripped and cut my finger, and now it's like, I beat off eight men.
Flights of stairs and hit three people on the way down and just...
Had a heart attack and a stroke at the same time.
Like, that's, but no, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
The other guy, we don't know. We don't care.
We don't care about him.
He was a dirty thief anyways.
Right? See? Yeah.
A dirty stinker.
Hunter's 13.
He was stinking up the place
it.
With his thief vibes.
Stinking up the place. Anyway, so Fringe was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Good times. Yeah. Even for the thiefting.
Yeah.
The thiefting. Anyway, should we play some music?
Yeah, let's play some more covers.
So,
covers are always
great. I was talking about how like the thing to do, the norm these days, is to take a song and slow it down and make it really like dark sounding.
Yeah.
So this, I always play this song on the show because I love it so much. But oh yes, Daniel has something to say.
I know who does a really good version of a song.
Who?
The one we're going to play next.
Who?
Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah.
In Bloom.
It's so good.
It's so good and creepy.
It's super good and creepy. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. But it's like, do you know why he did this song? So he had a son and he was like, this is what I read or somebody told me, is that he wanted to record music that was important to him, that he loved for his son. So he reimagined In Bloom. It's so good. So you're going to want to just kind of shut down.
Yeah, shut down. Just chill. Just
and listen, because this is like, I think Kurt Cobain would love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would love it. Okay, so this is Sturgill Simpson.
Just meditate to it.
Yeah.
Sell kids for food. Where the changes move. Spring. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing along and likes to shoot his gun. But don't know what it means. You don't know what it means to love someone. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and
likes to sing alone, and he likes to shoot his gun. He don't know what it means. He don't know what it means. Love someone.
My mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Now when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big storm in the barrow. I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, yeah. So I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy like Sunday morning. Be high, so high.
a cover of a 60s kind of song. With, I guess when the whole, like, my boyfriend's back and leader of the pack.
Yeah, same era.
Yeah. Last Kiss.
Yeah, that was, like, one of their biggest hits in the late 90s.
It was played everywhere when that song came out. Yeah. Holy man. I mean, not that I'm complaining. I love it. Yeah. So, before that, Faith No More with a really good cover, except for one tiny part that everybody knows what I'm talking about. Like, dude, how did the producers, like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's
fine.
Good enough.
I don't care.
It's good enough. It'll be fine.
Great song, otherwise. Yeah. That one section. Like, dude. Before that, The Violent Femmes.
With Crazy.
And we started it off with Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah. In Bloom.
So this has been an Under the Covers episode of Punks and Parkas.
Yep.
If you want to live this episode again in all its glory, if you want to get under the covers with us again,
yes,
listen to the podcast.
That's right. We got podcasts. We have podcasts.
Oh, we got podcasts.
Yeah, on like all the places you listen to podcasts.
You can find us, except for Spotify, because they suck.
Spotify
are taking
dinguses.
It down, but copyright. It's musical copyright. I get it. But anyway, we're just about done. I got two more songs. A band I never heard of before, but I'm suddenly obsessed with, The Bird and the Bee, doing some Hall & Oates for you. It's so good. And if we have time, Mark Ronson, who is kind of the sole producer, you worked a lot with Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse.
Was it Soul Sonic guy?
Oh, jeez.
Is that who you think? Yeah, I can't remember his name right now.
The Silk Sonic guy.
Yeah, anyway.
Bruno Mars.
That's it.
Yeah.
Amazing guy. He did his album, God, it had to be like 15 years ago, called Versions, where he did cover tunes with various artists. So this is one of my favorites. I love that album. I could play that whole album on the show, but this, hopefully to close it off, is a version of Radiohead's Just.
Yeah.
So anyway, everybody, have a great weekend. Go see Maude Marty at the Goodwill.
Yep.
Yeah, go do that now,
and
we'll
see you next week.
We will be mad at you.
We will. This is The Bird and the Bee with
I Can't Go for That.
No Can Do.
No Can Do.